Hi, I'm here with Rayon from the Dutch Ministry, who's here at the moment assisting a Turkish delegation visiting the UK to study occupational safety and health systems and how they're implemented. Rayon, you've been here in the UK for a couple of days now. What have you been doing since you've been here and what have you learned?
Yeah, we have been here for 3 days now at the Irish institution, and we've got many guest speakers, and the most striking thing in these 3 days was the institution Irish. Institution Irish, a kind of institution Irish we do not know in the Netherlands, or we do not know in Turkey, or I didn't see in other countries like Madrid or Germany. So Irish as an institution could be a very valuable or a fitting model for Turkey.
Right.
So
sure,
yeah.
Sure.
Yes.
And this visit has been organised as part of IOSHI's new Accession Countries Initiative, designed to help EU member states to improve their standards of health and safety. What are the main differences between the culture of health and safety in the UK compared with, say, the Netherlands?
Now, we visited four countries during this project. Of course, Netherlands was one of the countries. Germany, Madrid, the last country now is the UK. The main differences, as I told you before, the Irish, it's the main difference. In the Netherlands, example, we don't have an institution like Irish. We have association, medical association, we have association for hygienists, we have association for the physicians, but we don't have an association like Irish, which they are part of it. So
sure.
This is a very a nice model, very, very, very good looking model.
Sure.
Yeah.
I suppose again, really on the comparison side, obviously here in the UK, as you probably know that's a word, health and safety has quite a negative perception, particularly with the media. How is health and safety perceived in Europe as a whole? Is it still viewed as in such a negative way?
During my study visits to the other countries, EU countries, I don't recognize that view. I can't conform this for Turkey. In Turkey also, occupational health and safety is seen as a burden. Why? Of course, it costs money, but most employers think in short time.
Yes. Yeah,
when I talk when I talk about Turkey, they just think at the money now, but they don't want to invest in the future.
Sure.
So when they invest in the future, long-term investment, then they will gain a lot of money. I think maybe that could be a part of it why it's a negative.
Okay. And how do you think Irish can help Turkey bridge the gaps identified in their laws and regulations on occupational safety and health?
As I told you before, Irish is a model for Turkey, and I hope in the future maybe we can arrange some projects or maybe in seminars to look how Irish could help Turkey in this case by developing a model. So this project is very short, but maybe we can elaborate on this project in the future with Irish.
Okay.
It is very valuable for us.
Sure.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
Okay, well, thanks, Rayon, and I hope you've had an enjoyable stay in the UK, and thanks for talking to us.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
You're welcome.
Thank you.